If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. You're in the baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, which has a unique way of looking at the market. It brings together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting, digging in at the footnotes level, working their way up. And what they find often is that the skin deep picture is a little bit misleading. Now, if it was misleading and it would work in your favor, well, that would make something attractive. That's not what we focus on here. No, no, no. We are looking at the Jepson's Malort of stocks. Jepson's Malort, for those of you who don't know, is like supposed to be the worst tasting alcohol ever. It's on sale in the Danger Zone. But if you want to find out everything that's on sale in the Danger Zone, you want to find out the stocks that are there and more, go to newconstructs.com, where they have all the details you need. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to chat with you again.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Dividend trap stocks.
Danger, danger.
Dividend trap stocks. Now, this is completing our trifecta. It started 2 weeks ago with you talking about fake dividends. Then last week, it was Kyle Guskey here talking about false dividends. And now you are back to complete the trifecta with dividend traps. And I know we're going to have an example, et cetera. First, help us understand what a dividend trap is and why a dividend trap stock is inherently dangerous.
Yeah, they're sneaky, you know, dividend trap stocks. They look good on the outside. They're paying a dividend and they got good fundamentals. They can afford to pay the dividend. But the problem is you have a relatively low yield because the stock is so expensive. And the capital risk or the risk of the stock going down dwarfs the payout ratio. So it's a net negative situation is the way I'd put it. And that's where we think people often get misled when it comes to dividend stocks in general. They think, oh, I'm getting a dividend. That's great. I'm getting some income here. But if that stock goes down, you're going to lose more money than you make. And people need to be mindful of that.
You know, there's a problem inherent in chasing yield. You and I understand it. I think the audience understands it, but that doesn't mean that they can look away or, you know, close their ears to the siren song of here's a high yield. You know, we're paying you a regular whatever. So I'm going to ask kind of a chicken and an egg question. For somebody who was a yield driven investor, which do they need to look at first? Because that's what a dividend trap is telling me is, do I look first to evaluate the dividend or do I look first to evaluate the stock price?
Chuck, I think the whole purpose of this series of work we're doing on dividends is that investors deserve both a good dividend and a good stock. They shouldn't be forced to choose between the two. The challenge is that it's hard to find both. There's not many out there. It takes real work. And so the answer to your question, yeah, is both. You need to make sure the dividend is, they can afford the dividend. It's a decent sized dividend. And you need to make sure it's a good stock. And that just takes a lot of diligence. You got to understand cash flow. You got to understand valuation. The things that we do at New Constructs to help our clients make money in any kind of market, the diligence that we think is what matters long term. But yeah, there's no shortcut. You got to do both.
So let's dig in a little bit on what makes, well, let's do it at both ends of the spectrum. What makes a good dividend stock? Because you identify those at New Constructs as well. And it's a very small pool. And then are the dividend trap stocks, like is there as big a pool of dividend trap stocks or is it a bigger pool of dividend trap stocks? Help us understand like how small the group is of good dividend stocks by your rating system versus dividend trap stocks.
Yeah, overall, we cover about 3,400 stocks. That's like all of the stocks that matter. We're trying to like up our coverage these days and we can't hardly because there's no stocks worth covering, to be honest. They're like so small or whatever. So we're struggling a little bit with that, but 43% of our coverage universe, 43% of that 3,400 pays a dividend. 13% of the overall universe is a dividend trap stock. Only 1% we consider to be a good dividend stock.
Is there a valuation level? Like, is a dividend trap stock inherently 10% overvalued, 20% overvalued? At what point do you say you're heading towards literally the danger zone, not just us in the danger zone, but you know, what is the danger zone for you in terms of how much you're expecting a stock to get hammered? Does that wind up, you know, making it a dividend trap?
Yeah, it's hard to put a single percentage on there because we're talking about so many stocks. But the key metric that we're looking at is a very unattractive or unattractive market implied growth appreciation period rating or market implied gap rating. So that metric is one of our strongest in the overall five metrics that drive our stock rating. It's our reverse DCF model. And typically we're seeing, you know, stocks that are dividend trap stocks need more than 100 years of profit growth to justify their stock price. That's what that growth appreciation period measures, the number of years of profit growth required to justify price. And it's a great metric. It's a great metric for understanding valuation, and it's one of the most predicted that we have. So when it's that high, you're looking at stocks that like got a lot of downside, Chuck. I mean, you're talking, you know, not just 5 or 10, it's 10, 20, 30, 40 kind of downside when stocks are that expensive.
And let's point out that it's the fake dividend stocks and the false dividend stocks that are in jeopardy of really cutting their dividend. The reason that these are dividend traps is that it's not going to be like with a dividend stock, if they cut the dividend, you expect the stock to get hammered. That's not it. The answer is you expect these stocks to get hammered, but not cut their dividends because they don't need to cut their dividends, correct?
That's right. That's why it's a trap. You know, we're trying to figure out names for this one in the beginning. We're like, oh, boring dividend stocks. Anyway, we had some bad names, but dividend trap is much better because it does look good on the surface. It's a good business, but a good company is not always a good stock. And here we've got good company, bad stock, which means that and that dividend is just not high enough to justify the risk in the stock. And dividend trap stocks typically, they have low dividend yields, below the risk-free rate or five-year zero coupon rate, right? So you can get that kind of yield with a whole lot less risk somewhere else as part of the idea.
Yeah, and of course, a value trap, which is a recognized investment term, is a thing that looks like a value stock that's not a value stock. So it makes sense. So let's put it to brass tacks. Give us the exemplar for a dividend trap stock.
Yeah, WD-40. Trades at $244 a share. It's got a 1.5% dividend yield. Great cash flow, but the stock price is really expensive. The price to economic book value ratio is 3.1, which means the market is already implying or expecting that the company's profits are going to improve 300%. And then when we look at our reverse discounted cash flow model, the stock gets a very unattractive rating for the market implied growth appreciation period. So it's really expensive. The no growth value of the stock, Chuck, which you always like me to share, is $80 a share or 67% below. So, you know, that's a lot of downside. There's a lot of difference there. Or in other words, there's a whole lot of growth priced into the stock, way more risk that stock comes down than, you know, you're going to get paid for to wait with a 1.5% dividend yield.
Yeah, the answer to that one is if it's losing 10%, let alone 67%, at 10%, you'd have to hold it for a long time for that dividend to make you whole. That's not what anybody's investing for.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, look, stock like WD-40, there's not like a lot of growth and innovation potential there. You know what I'm saying? It's like probably going to go down every year for a while when it's already that expensive.
And, you know, I was asking for a certain number in terms of whether there was one. But dividend trap stocks, I mean, obviously, it has to have an attractive enough yield to be a trap. But like, what is the range of dividends here? Because again, at 1.5%, WD-40, which is WDFC for anybody who wants to check the ticker out, it is not like, oh, I'm going to buy this necessarily for the dividend. It's a stock that's been, you know, rising to this high valuation and it pays a dividend. Cool. I'll take it. So is there a level for you or a range of dividends that the dividend traps have, like a low and a high to you?
Yeah, Chuck, the answer is it's not an exact number for what the dividend yield has to be. It's really that it's a lot lower than the risk in the stock. It's an inconsequentially low dividend compared to how much downside risk we see in the stock. And that downside risk is, you know, in the double digits. These aren't going to be super high dividend yields either, though. We're talking, you know, in the low single digits for sure.
Yeah, because if they've got the high dividend yields and they're a problem, then they might be fake dividends or false dividends. It's the stocks that are overvalued. So you're getting a dividend, but it's not nearly the plus you think it is. Those are the dividend traps. David, great stuff. Love the 3 weeks in a row focusing in on dividends. Appreciate what you do for us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com to learn about how they do their research to get more on false dividends, fake dividends, dividend traps, zombie stocks, smart money risk, all the things we talk about here on The Danger Zone. And since we are going to keep talking, well, yeah, we'll take a quick break, and then we will come back with Brent Schutte from Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management. He's here for the big interview when Money Life returns in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.